Blog Talk Radio.
Oh my goodness, it's Wednesday night, it's hump night, and we got some special knowledge coming out tonight. So y'all, take a minute so we can get people on the lines, because we're going to have us an awesome night on hump night, Wednesday on OE Dry Bones. Get prepared, y'all. It's going to be something to think about.
Hey, hey! So, you know the Godfather, you grew up with him, should be an interesting movie, because we do have soul, and some of us are super bad. Oh, thank you everybody for coming, tuning in. All I'm going to tell everybody is, we are happy with the participation, with y'all tuning in, and we will continue to bring quality information that is factual to everybody, and it can be used by everybody. So we have a lot more coming in. We have Dr. Ngimi. We're trying to reach him because he is doing his thing in the Congo to give us the information that's going on there. A lot of happiness is going around the whole world, so we're going to cover that tonight. But we got a tight work show tonight. I got a brother who's going to be coming on. I met him through one of my special friends. That's what happens when you connect. The dry bones are connected.
all over. And I spoke with the brother, and we hit it off on the phone. He'll be coming on. That's Benetti Amon-Ra. And he'll be coming on and explaining some of his things about the spiritual warfare and the satanic imperialism and mental warfare and what is happening to the people. And we're going to take it real deep, y'all. We're going real deep before we get even into it, because I'm going to bring him. I'm about close to the bottom, but not at the bottom. Probably about the 20-minute mark, so we can get started. Let me give my special shout-outs to everybody who participated in Monday's night show. Thank you so much. It was very good, and I want everybody to know that we just don't talk. We give y'all the information. What we're trying to get y'all to understand is, just like everybody else said, you got to have to take on your own initiative. We said that we have not even done this a year yet. Our year is in December. And we said we're going to tune it up, because I've talked to some of the brothers and we have said ancestors, and we're going to take it to another level because of the fact that we see the way things are headed and we see the way things are going. And we think it's vital that y'all learn these books. Many are in jail, and many of them, I don't want to say this, we're going to change that. Many people have went into serious happiness on trying to talk about this. But we're going to get down tonight and explain that we are under attack. But we will get deeper into that later. But let me give another shout out to my sister, Gael Felix. They're going to bring down Dr. Cava again. He's up in Florida, y'all. Florida seems to be the place, along with the GA. He will be here August 1st to the 3rd. We'll try to get them on the show next week so we can get them to explain what the concept is. All they're asking for is about 18 to 20 people. I think they're almost at their goal. They're going to do a comprehensive for 3 days. And the number for Miss Felix, this is going to be in the Fort Lauderdale area, everybody down there, Broward County. She will explain it more, and hopefully we can get her on to explain it better, her and Sister Keisha. But her name is Gael Felix. The number is 954-554-5174. It's not much. I will get more of the details, but the prices have went down for the 3 day. Is into the $100 range, and she will explain the preliminaries after that. Then I want to give a shout-out to my sister, Irene Cates, who is running strong up there in Pinellas County for the school board. She has her debate, which is going to be live in Tampa. I mean, live in St. Petersburg and Tampa, and it's going to be on August the 31st. Maybe we can get her in here at the beginning of the week to give her information on what she's doing, because that's the same thing Dr. Calvin, they're talking about school, education, y'all. They're talking about redoing the system without going through the system. The homeschooling is going to be very prevalent soon. You will soon see that. And you will also soon see that they're going to try to get rid of teachers. So these teachers that are now in the mix need to correlate now to formulate their own agenda so our people can give them the money that's necessary, because they want to go to virtual school. Within the next 3 years, it'll be so popular, it'll be frightening. Also, my sister who came on Monday, the sister who was talking about the extreme low frequencies, which is ELF, let me tell y'all, Florida is happening, y'all. You know them brother Aaron Alexis who shot up the Naval Yard? They have the case, and the judge in Florida, said that these weapons do exist. And I'm going to read a little bit of the quote. It says, I have what I believe to be the location where they are being developed. These weapons, for decades, the ELF weapon system, and that was in the area where the sister spoke about, up there in the Jacksonville area. And let me tell y'all, y'all better get serious about what we're talking about. I know many people do not like to talk about these things. It frightens them. For some strange reason, they have to have this disbelief that these weapons are made, but these weapons are made by us, people. Our minds have expanded, and some of us are very much wealthy, and those of us who are putting together are actually coming out of everybody's neighborhoods around the world. Intellectual young people and older people have used their scientific mind, maybe not for good, maybe not for bad, but that's where tonight's show is going, good and evil. If y'all are on the internet, which I hope most of you are, you can look at our carousel. You see we have the pictures on the front where you can look at it, where it goes along with the show. And I think we did a great job of showing you what good and evil is, Satan and Lucifer. We will talk about that tonight. We are misconceived about these characters. We're going to talk about a few things. But let me just read where we're going to get into, and we'll bring the brother on. What we're dealing with tonight is going to be spiritual warfare, satanic imperialism. Now, we did a show about government and imperialism within it. And we did a show showing all the governments. And I'm going to tell you, every government on the planet Earth is in existence that we talked about that night. Child governments are in existence today. We are talking about a lot of things. But tonight, the mental warfare, y'all heard this before, but I think even the older generation do not realize that that computer that was not in their generation yet is alive. Now, I'm going to read what we talked about, and we're going to get the brother on shortly. It says, sexual abuse of children, a horrific mind control technology, may be the tenets of the faith of Satanists, believe as well to be as programmers. Remember, we had Lieutenant Dorothy talking about programmers. And I'm pulling this off of prominent information, y'all. I don't think we realize that this is right in our face. And they say that the Satanists, now this is, we're going to get into that when I bring the brother on. He's going to help me out tonight. It says, or they are maybe a systematic, a larger struggle on the cosmic scale. We talked about how the moon, we not in the same position, y'all, that we was before. Earth changes, and because of these changes, and people not aware of it, they are using astrology, which is brought down by the ancients. It says, when you appear in the face of absolute evil, you cannot remain complacent. This is by a therapist, my Dr. Scott Peck. He authored a book called People of the Lies. He said, at what point I define evil as the exercise of political power, that is the imposition of one's will upon another by overt or covert coercion in order to avoid spiritual growth. It says, a psychologist, Eric Fromm, author of the book, y'all write this down, these are top scholars that academia looks to, author of The Heart of the Man, he defines the struggle between good and evil, and this is deep. Biophobia means the love of life, which most of us should want to be, and then it's necrophobia or philia. So biophilia and necrophilia. Necrophilia is the love of death, which was done by the Roman Emperor Constantine when they would have sex with dead bodies. This was a ritual that was taking place throughout the ancient world. Necrophiles, person who is driven by the desire to transform the organic into the inorganic. That means they're using technology that is not in nature, of nature, to approach life mechanically as if all living persons were things, he writes. It says, a necrophilous person can relate to an object, a flower, or a person only if he possessed it. Hence, the threat of his possession is the threat of himself. He loves control, and in the act of controlling, he kills. That's why they did a thing called Law and Order. You know they had a movie? You know what they had it on? It was a TV show called Law and Order. He said, Law and Order for them are idols. In the end, it may be spiritual warfare or the clash of absolutes. The real reason why the ritual abuse, high-tech mind control have been exposed, satanic imperialism continues unabated, and the battle for the planet Earth moves to the next stage. If y'all don't understand that our ancients who wrote on the pyramids is the Book of Man, etched in stone. That's why Moses brought those two tablets. It had to be stone, not written, not on some ink, in stone. And because of our disobedience against the Maya, we have become unequivocally believers of lies. So we don't love truth.
We are unequivocally haters of justice. That's why we watch our brothers be slain. Harmony is not in us. Balance can never exist because we are one-sided. We all are Democrats. Reciprocity. If you don't think what comes around goes around, keep living. Order. There is no order. That's why they're able to use chokeholds. And righteousness can never exist. So in the spirit of my yacht, I intend to bring my brother on. I intend for y'all to call in, get into the conversation tonight. After hearing the brother, hopefully we can have something that is gravitating to all of you and makes sense tonight. Like I told you before, we brought facts. Y'all go on that website, look up what the sister said, and that came out of the Florida newspaper. Just look up Aaron Alexis, extreme low frequency case, and you will see that that case is now being, they are admitting that these people who were doing these killings were doing it under the influence of extreme low frequency. So I'm going to leave it at that. I'm going to bring it into the hands of my brother, who I feel is very qualified in the mystery system and of life and period, and just life in general. Let me bring my brother on, and I hope he can hear me. I hope everything is good. My brother, are you out there? Hotel. Are you out there, my brother? 0460, you out there?
Here,
okay, you? I can barely hear you, so speak up for me, please.
Hold on, 1 second.
Can you hear me now?
I hear you good now, brother. How you feeling now, man?
Okay, sorry about that.
Good, man.
How you doing this evening?
Oh, I'm good, man. I'm just looking at things, and like everybody in life, and we trying to get through this thing and this mystery of life. Mm. But me and you had talked, and we had such a good connection, man. I just want to let the people hear a little bit about you, so I'm going to let you explain yourself because you're going to do it better than me. So go right ahead. Tell the people a little bit about yourself.
Okay. Like you introduced me, my name is Baniti Amon-Ray. Been studying Egyptian mysticism for probably well over 20 years. I'm an ex-member of the Nuwapian Nation, Ansars, no longer a member of that. I have been through the School of Masonry, the Shriner School, esotericism, and more so focused now on Egyptology. But the point being is those are just, you know, lessons or levels of learning we go through. Because one thing, man, you talked about, and I heard what you were saying on the introduction, which was powerful, when you were talking about balancement and how we give life to a lot of these, when you were talking about the children sacrificing and the and some of these blood rituals that go on, we give life to this. The whole point is, you know, we want to sit around and we don't really become proactive, because a lot of the issues that you discuss, we don't really take action until it comes to our front door. Most of us, you know, because it doesn't affect us directly, right at our front door, we kind of just sit back and you know, play the back role, and a lot of us just talk. And we talked about this. We talked about, you know, not having an educational system, even a banking system, which is extremely important in this day and time, and a healthcare system, because we have a lot of organizations, you know, over the years, and it's not to knock any organizations, and we're going to talk about that, because this spiritual warfare, we've been exposed to so many dogmas and so many different doctrines, be it black spiritual consciousness, be it Euro-Christianity, all of them really are coming from the same angle and same viewpoint. And basically what I mean by that is most of us, I'm not saying all of us, and if, you know, it applies to you in certain areas. But one thing that I always wrestled with, you know, especially in a lot of these, you know, black conscious organizations, and this is where the spiritual and the mental warfare comes in. We've always been recruited over the years as far as saying, stop worshiping the white man's God, but come over to our God, be it the Nation of Islam, be it the Morris Science Temple, come worship Allah, he's the black God. But we don't take into account the mental principle, the same God that we're being recruited to worship is the same God that's responsible for creating this white man. We don't look at it like that, though. It's no different when you look at the white man's Christian God, and then again, it's a play on words, and it's a mind play. When we look at how we've all told we came up through a system where we worship the white man's God, well, it's no different. These are just little avenues and venues that we get recruited mentally, and we also have to tie in to how the subconscious, you know, works with that. A lot of us don't realize subconsciously how it works on our ethers and how it works in our DNA and our RNA. And what I'm trying to explain, and that we all have to know, that anytime we go outside of ourselves looking for the answers or the solution to a problem, that's the biggest, gravest thing you could do against yourself, because all the answers lie within us. And it doesn't mean we can't look to elders and leaders for guidance, but it gets to a point where you have to cut that cord and do the work yourself. The problem is a lot of us stay in a lot of these organizations, religions, philosophies, dogmas, and doctrines because we want to be led. You know, we want somebody to do the work for us. And fact of the matter is, we give these – go ahead, brother. Did you want to say something?
No, I was just agreeing. I'm saying, yeah, because the terminology that you're saying for most of us, and I'm going to let you carry on, the words like sheep, you know, for us to be even called sheep throughout these books,
right,
is very correct, gullible for us to not even look those words up. But go ahead.
Yeah, and what it starts to happen is over the years, and I can attest to this from experience, you know, a lot of these organizations, it's not just black organizations, it's also a lot of these evangelists and could be these white Christian preachers. What tends to happen is once you get recruited, the message tends to go to the wayside, and then it becomes about the leader or the founder of the organization. They get deified up to a position, and then you start seeing subliminally, and this is why we're talking about the spiritual and mental warfare, whether you're conscious of it or not, subliminally you start actually worshiping the leader and founders of these organizations. And then on the flip side, saying you don't. There's a difference between giving credence, but then there's a difference when that message and the information takes a U-turn and now it becomes about the leader. This is what happens in a lot of religions, you know, dogmas and doctrines. And if we don't get ourselves out of that mindset, we can sit here and talk all day about the problems. And like you were saying in the introduction, we got serious problems with these frequencies that are being sent out that we're not aware of. I mean, we can just use for an example, I hate to say this, but a lot of us might be on a cell phone right now, and the cell phone vibrates or operates on 900 megahertz, which is more megahertz than the planet can vibrate at a particular moment in time. So what's happening is that's killing the 12 occult nerves, which disconnects us from our magnetic particles. A lot of us aren't aware of that. Just when you walk outside with all the technology is good on one end, but on the other end, we're being exposed to this subconsciously, and we're not aware of it. And again, it doesn't mean not to live your life. You have to go about your every day, but there are things.
Well, let's go there with that, because like me and you was talking, and I'm going to bring some calls in after we get to the top of the hour. It's almost like with the generations that was like our parents, their grandparents, they really got, to me, in my personal opinion, they were good-hearted people. So they got really played on because they had just came out of that ignorant stage that was here in this part of North America. It seems that today, with all the technology that's out there, our people don't utilize it properly. It's so much information that would make this much more simpler than they could even imagine. Let's just take, for instance, you said about these groups. Every leader now can be looked at, I mean, even scrutinized at what happened. We don't seem to want to take a look at what these leaders are considered to be leaders of decades and analyze their programs and what happened. And it seems we are losing the battle because I'm going to get a little bit deeper because I know you're there. They don't look at the black and white of the situation. Like, they kind of not have no strategy like chess. It's like we do not look at what happened to these leaders. Every leader got played out, and you would attest to that.
Yep.
Basically, either from us within, the black community must take a serious look at themselves, because most of our prime leaders, like Garvey, 6 million people, we end up being the problem by telling the people on him. We using these type of strategies. So how do you address that, our people and people, period,
can actually make a movement if we got the, if we got these type of infiltrations at our own levels.
Right.
It's not even the white man.
Correct. And again, you bring up a good point because, again, I think it goes back to, you know, with having this knowledge, being aware comes responsibility. And, you know, I find in my travels, not everybody, but I find in my travels that a lot of people are walking encyclopedias. But again, if you're not applying the information, you're basically a walking book. Now, like you said, we're dealing with a lot of issues that you've addressed and that you brought up in your introduction and when I was listening on last week's show. And something else me and you talked about, which is sad, we look at the elder Dr. Ben, for an example, and I brought this up to you, which is disturbing to me, who's one of our, you know, great elders that's taught Egyptology for many years and has raised many brothers up. But we, on the flip side, again, speaking on the black and white political issue, on the flip side, we talk about the devil this and the devil that. When you look at the state, you look at brother, you know, elder Dr. Ben right now, and he is in a rehabilitation nursing home controlled by these so-called devils, and we allow it to happen because we don't have our own healthcare system. You understand? So the thing that's an oxymoron to me, and that's part of the mindset, and that's part of the mental warfare.
Right.
At one flip side, we're sitting there saying, you know, the devil this and the devil that, but yet we are the ones responsible for putting Dr. Ben in the hands of those people, whereas if we had our own systems in place, like we've been talking about, he would be in the care of us. And, you know, you got brothers going to see him every now and then.
Hold on. I don't even want you to go too far. We're going to stick with that for just a few seconds. Because there's a lot of people who are in positions, and I'm not here to judge nobody. We're just talking as people who are observing. We're observing just like we should be. I tell people, you're going to start a think tank. You have to observe your surroundings. And we noticed that this has been going on for a long time, that we don't have a system even of putting the elderly into a position where they feel loved before they die. It's like we give them over and they are actually being medically killed. Like, I don't know if y'all ever see the movie called Soil and Green back in the day with Charles Heston, but it's like we're putting our elderly to be killed off so we don't have nothing to do with them. And I think that's one of the reasons why we always, and it's my opinion, you tell me, we always say we want the elders to speak. And we talking to the conscious community now because, see, that I believe spiritual wickedness is in high places. Couldn't be no higher than the conscious community because they know that we are aware. Would you agree with that?
That's right, 100%.
So you have to have some infiltration into that community because of the fact why we have not moved in so many years. And I'm going to ask everybody to get on that. But back to Dr. Ben, look how many people have said, oh, Dr. Ben taught us. Dr. Ben taught me. Dr. Ben taught me. Dr. Ben taught me. And we look at it, and these people are dying broke. And I mean, I can't say it's their fault. I'm not blaming anybody. But as a community, this has happened to many of our relatives as well. I mean, we have no structure of what healthcare is. And then we get mad at people who seem to want to tell us that this is not the way. So how do you take that? Because, you know, I know you've been hearing people say the same thing about how we are just, like, mainly pimping the conscious community with some of the things that's going on. To me, it's almost like a pimp game.
Yeah, and I agree. And, again, like you said, it's not like we're not trying to single anybody out, but the fact is we're all responsible. And the bottom line is, again, with awareness comes responsibility. And it's sad when, like you said, we're putting the elders into these facilities where they basically give them just drugs and basically cover the problem and don't solve the problem. And it has an effect on us because, you know, like you said, over the years we have, you know, you run into many people and say, you know, I was taught by, you know, the elder, this elder taught me, elder raised me up. And again, this is what it came to. For all the work that the elder put in, he's going to finish his life basically in a nursing home or a facility that we label, and through these doctrines and dogmas, we label in the hands of these demons and devils. But yet we want to walk around and talk all this black conscious stuff. You understand? And again, the reality of that is we got to realize it lies with self. You only give something the power based on the energy you give it. A lot of it's based on self. It's like when I talk to religious people, when you deal with the faith and belief, you know, they could be under the illusion that their faith is working for them, but really what it is the energy that they put behind it. So in the end, it's all about you, and that's why the whole point is we find out over the years as we study these dogmas and doctrine, and I know you mentioned Maat in the opening, the Egyptian deity Maat dealing with, you know, supreme balancement. That's what we have to find, because when we live on this physical realm, we don't understand that we're going to be dealing with these adverse energies. We live in a world where this exists, so we have to come up with a plan that we can, you know, deal with these issues. But if we just sit here and constantly talk about it and nothing gets done, we're going to continue going down that road, again, just having a lot of information and knowledge, but not putting it, you know.
Let me ask you on that, because, you know, I talk to people that, like, you know, I'm one of those people who do believe that voice vibration of what we need to have, because I'm going to be honest with everybody. You got 400 years of actual ignorance. We can't bring you out of that in no damn couple of weeks or months and all that. That's not going to happen. Let's be real. It's going to take a generation. It's going to take some generational happiness to take place for that to be in the next phase. Now, what I like to talk to people, and I know you know about this too, I mentioned in the early part that this is a struggle on a cosmic scale, and a lot of times some of our conscious community don't really know about astrology, because there was a book by C.M. Bay a long time ago called Clock of Destiny, and at the time I read it, I understand none of it. But I started to research it more. I realized that the Earth and its rotation, the planets, ain't in the same position at all that they were millennia ago. And what people don't understand, when we talk about star systems, that stars is the calendar for the universe. So when the people who died in our ancient times laid down these laws and principles, it seems like our people don't understand it now, even though we claim to be conscious. We kind of, and this is me talking, we're having a discussion tonight, everybody, so don't take it personal. But when we look at even Facebook got all kind of, we got every name in the ancient, Sucker to Power, Patah, Emmanuel. I mean, we got it bunched up together. It's almost like we are in a confusion, like a big bus is about that, because I've noticed it's a lot of knowledge that it seems to be coming together. It's fusing together, and I see a big combustion coming soon, because it cannot be that way. It is not that way. I mean, I'm not telling other nations what to do. I'm not telling people what to do. But all I'm saying is, and you jump in and when you can, I'm going to finish this right quick. Mm-hmm. All I'm saying is there's a lot of isms in America. I'm going to deal with America right now, because a lot of isms in America. America's a special country. Now, we don't have leaders from the early 1800s, and I'm going to get into my part, because the Hebrew movements, people think the Hebrew movements is something new, y'all. It's not new. It's been around the 1800s. Since the 1800s. None of this is actually new, but it is to our people who've been in darkness for so long. How do we counteract that? Because unless we keep talking, they ain't going to know. I find people daily telling me stuff daily, man, that we found out, me and you might know 20 years ago.
That's right.
Found out now.
I agree. And if I could touch on what you were saying about...
How you do with that?
Yes. Well, I want to touch on what you were saying a minute ago first about the movement of the planets with all this conscious information that's being emitted by the cosmos. Now, what we have to understand is two things. As the Earth is getting closer to the sun, there's more energy being emitted into the universe. Now, this more so has more of an effect on Nubians or people with melanin, because there's two ways that this goes. Now, if you have prepared yourself mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and physically, you can absorb these energies and be able to assimilate that information and be able to apply it. But what tends to happen is, and why you're seeing things go amok in the world as far as weather, cataclysmic events, why you're seeing all these murders and killings and people going out of their mind, these are people that are not able to be or able to receive will be receptive to these energies. Therefore, it happens two things. You're seeing two things. The individual that's prepared is going to make the transition where they will naturally coincide and move with nature. Individuals that are not prepared are going to go out of their mind. They're going to start hearing voices, walk-ins. You know, if you look at a lot of these things going on in the news and you see a lot of these high school shootings and you see a lot of these, you know, people now just picking up guns, losing it, and going into places, public places, places of business, shooting people, it's because you always hear one thing in these reports that most people say they had this blank look on their face. They had this, like, no emotion, like it was just as if they were doing something that was a regular routine. Now, what they won't tell you is these are individuals that they were able to use as spiritual walk-ins to carry out a purpose. Now, you don't have to believe that or not, but the fact of the matter is you will see they know now who's mentally weak enough to receive some of these messages and who's you know, able to be worked upon mentally. That's why I'm saying it's going to get worse. Because when you talked about the movement of the planets, if we go back into our doctrine and our cultures, be it Egypt, you can go back into Sumeria, we know each deity ties into a movement or a motion of the planet. Some are even signified and are lined up with a particular planet. And if you know your astrology, you know that certain energies are emitted when the Earth is moving through some of these astrological signs. And like you said, some of these political governments, now, you got to understand, half of the stuff they advocate and they don't even believe in themselves because they're sitting there telling you one thing. They're showing you one thing on the news. The people that are advocating, you know, religion and the people that are advocating all these things in government or behind the scenes, I mean, we've talked about this. We know it's a Masonic society. They're advocating something in private behind closed doors because they have an agenda. You understand?
Right.
Look at everything that's going on in the news. And if you look at what's going on in the news, again, I said earlier in the very beginning, most of us don't do anything because it's not directly at your front door. And some people mm-hmm. won't react until it sneaks right up on them. But this is a serious problem because – go ahead.
No, I was going to say it because when you said news, you've been raised into studying these words because I believe – the words incarnates a person's energy to act out that word. But
that's right.
It's been a long time, and I remember when I was learning about certain things about different words. I noticed that people are actually following some of the dogma that they don't do no research, like the word gospel. The word gospel in its true intent means actual, factual information of current events. Look it up, everybody. The word gospel means actual, factual information, and the word news means current event. So you're speaking of what is in the time of your being. And many of you don't even know what's going on in your own current event manual. And that's where we're losing the battle because we do not have a consciousness of that they're using these low frequency waves. And if you're weak-minded, notice everybody who's done it has already been a kind of sir. I don't know them personally, so don't say I know them, but they have what's perceived to be a weak-minded concept. Either they were already military, and I told everybody mm-hmm. before, the word military, they'll say is, you're infantry. Word infant is the first word. They call mm-hmm. you a baby. I want your view on this. Now, I told people this, and I learned it, so I found it to be factual. We are in the time frame of what I have perceived through astrology as Saturn. We're going to get into tonight because I got satanic imperialism. Satan is actually Saturn, everybody. Just look it up.
That's correct.
If you look up Chevrolet's car, the Saturn, you will see the ring, and that's the ring that everybody's wearing now around themselves is the ring. West, I showed you Whirlpool with Reverend Pinckney in Detroit. It has the ring. Michael Jackson album Before He's Dead, he has the Saturn ring around his head. Saturn is ruling in this time frame, everybody. And nobody can dispute what I'm saying. I guarantee you come on here and let's work with it. Saturn is ruling. And Saturn eats his children. That's one of the attributes of Saturn. And if you notice, everybody, we are doing diabolical things to our children. Our children are being abused. It's right now. I've never heard in my life a country in South America has now made 10 years old the legal age to work. Are y'all hearing this, everybody? Go look it up if you think I'm lying. Brother, what you think about the astrological planetary movements as being actually the attributes that are being beamed down to man? What's your view on that?
No, I mean, and you're 100% right. And the key is it's subliminally introduced. And again, the awareness has to be brought to the fact some people are not conscious of it. I mean, again, you can go through music. You could go through the media. They've been promoting this agenda, you know, for a while, preparing for this. And, you know, as far as the children, and we know dealing with that Saturn or satanic doctrine, it's they prey upon the innocence of the children because they believe in their rituals and their sacrifices, that the pure innocence of the children is what feeds their demigod. So they practice these, like you say, the making the legalization of marriage at such a young age in some of these countries. And you can even go over to India. That's getting up to a whole nother story. So we have to be conscious of this because, again, if we're not, as in a lot of us, and I want to say here in America and the United States, we have to look at the music industry because that's one way they get this subliminally stamped in our consciousness. You have to watch the mannerisms. You have to watch some of the signs that are being exhibited in these music, some of the things that they're saying. And again, most people are not aware because they're being distracted by other things that's going on. I mean, I can get to, that could be a whole nother topic, but when you look at some of these artists like Kanye West, Jay-Z, I mean, we could go on for days on how they're subliminally introducing this Saturn or satanic doctrine and how they talk about the New World Order and you know, how they break down certain things and referring to themselves as deities. You understand? We're not paying attention to a lot of it. Some of us are conscious of it, or some of us are not. But the main thing we have to understand, too, is to get locked in our mind that you mentioned a few minutes ago. This is something we're still fighting. Most of us, I'm talking about the older generation now, we're still trying to breed this out of our DNA and RNA. And I think what we have to understand is the mission isn't about us. Like you said, it's about the next generation. Because, see, we can break that cycle because most of us, we came up through different schools of thought and belief and how it was imposed upon us. We were exposed to this Saturn or satanic doctrine through many different levels, be it through the church, be it through different schooling systems, education systems. We were exposed to it on that level. But I think the solution is how we can put a stop to it or control it if we imply our own systems. Because think about it. If our newborns now are born and raised with the awareness that's from birth like we weren't, we could stop that cycle. That's what stops, you know, the madness. But if we don't have our programs in position like we've been talking about, you know, educational system, healthcare system, and one thing which nobody talks about really on a detailed level is a banking system and growing food. We had this conversation too that, you know, again, a lot of us are in our comfort zone. A lot of us don't even know how to grow natural food because, if we got up tomorrow and all the supermarkets were closed, what would we do? You know, where would the next meal come from? Do any of us know how to hunt? Do any of us – go ahead.
Yeah, no, I'm going to say it. When you mention something, I'm going to piggyback to what you just said on that. Actual – conversation me and you had was that there is no actual food system for us because many of us,
that's right,
and this is not to be, now I'm just getting people to be honest with themselves tonight, we do not have a real system of growing food, everybody.
That's right.
Even the black farmer, I want y'all to realize the black farmer has lost all his farms practically because we never jumped in to help him. Everybody.
That's right.
If you research, the black farmer has proved he was one of the best farmers in the world. So don't say he wasn't. He was. But because of these new laws during Jimmy Carter era, everybody, Jimmy Carter's, that's how far this goes, everybody. Jimmy Carter, y'all remember, and I bring things up in the past, brother, so deal with me. Remember when Willie Nelson did Farm Aid? Willie Nelson did Farm Aid, everybody, and, you know, because he's a good old boy cracker, we all love him. He told us to our face that they were going to take the farms. And you know what? Some people fought back, which I won't have to go who did, and we watched our farmers go down the tubes. And what we consider organizations who are dealing on two principles of good and evil, the NAACP, right, everybody, and I talked to Reverend Pinckney about this. NAACP, everybody, has been the biggest farce to our community. And y'all can, I'll bring any, if we had a debate today and we were to bring out the books, it'd be absolutely won. They were not powerful enough to stop that for the black farmers. They knew the black farmers were going, because let me be honest with y'all. Cynthia McKinnon, and I'm gonna let the brother go. Let you take the next 15, brother. But Cynthia McKinnon told us that they were going to utilize land, and she gave us a little information. What did we do? We did not even try to call. Now, the brother said a few things about this. I'm not even asking y'all to march out like we used to have to go. We used to have to go door to door. We don't even have to do that today. No. All we got to do is use the computer, the phone, and y'all won't even put a fear. See, the problem is you don't act like you're aware, because too many of us are on Facebook saying that we enter the movement, but the movement is bringing it to. But to the man, I'm just going to say this in a minute, but the man said they're using politics. If you study politics, everybody, it is a Greek system. Politics. Mm-hmm. The word poly means many, and the word tics means bloodsuckers. And next week, we're going to have Brother Montu Hotep going to do the vampire and werewolf thing. So y'all want to know what this thing is. They are sucking our spiritual blood through politics. But you know what? How you beat a tick, everybody? You infiltrate the tick with your own. But y'all got the wrong own in there. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. We're going to get into this, and it's going to get hot for the next hour. But let the brother go after I finish. This group that we are dealing with, everybody, I'm going to be honest, after we get into the next hour, it's good and evil. It's in every nature of man. Don't think it's not in you. Right. It's always two things. When everything is two, everybody, everything is two in this world right now. When it was the North Atlantic slave trade, it was the East Indian slave trade. It was taking the white women and Negroes right into Asia. When it was anything going on, see, we only learn one thing, and we think that one thing is it. No, it's not. It's always duality. So if you don't know the good with the evil, and it's in many of y'all Masonic Bible, it says, I created good and evil. I guarantee that scripture's in there. Look it up. He says, I create good and evil. So,
and that's Isaiah chapter 45, brother. Just Isaiah chapter 45, verses 5 to 7.
Thank you, brother. Help me out. So this is in the Bible, y'all Bibles. But because y'all don't know duality, and because the Bible shows you duality every minute. One minute they have no people, in the next chapter they have people. That's duality. How you gonna have no wife, and then you go to Nod, you got many wives. That's duality. But see, y'all don't know duality because y'all been sitting in them Bibles only on one brain cell.
That's right.
And I mean left brain. Left brain is liberalism, everybody. Left brain is liberalism. You are learning liberalism, and liberalism is going to be very interesting in the next election. I'm just getting everybody into the conversation because I'm going to give this brother the next 10. So take us into the hour, brother, to the 10 o'clock hour, and we'll start taking some phone calls.
Okay, yeah, and again, to touch on what you just said, when you're talking about left brain, right brain, good and evil, we got to factor in also perception. Really, when you study the essence of it, here's the thing that people fail to understand. You mentioned that quote in the book of Isaiah, chapter 45, verses 5 to 7. And it says, I the Lord God, create light, I create darkness, I create good, I create evil. I, the Lord God, do all these things. Now, we have to take into account, somebody that is a mystic or spiritually conscious accepts the fact that good and bad are just different vibrational rates of existence. It all comes from the same source, just vibrating at different frequencies. Now, you can refer to that as yin and yang, positive, negative, or the same way you just explained it. See, we don't want to give credence to that. See, what tends to happen is, and this is how they invoke the spell. You can look when you watch TV. You see, one thing I never understood all my years watching sports is after a boxer beats somebody to a pulp, they want to, you know, give thanks to their Lord and God, you know, Jesus Christ, their Savior, for knocking somebody cold on their back. But the funny thing about it is you never hear somebody, when they lose, say, praise God. Because that's somebody, like you said, that is left brain. They're only dealing with one side of the brain. Because they are subconsciously, it's embedded in their DNA, that something good happens. It comes from this source that they've created within themselves, that they've accepted this mythological concept of God as being good. And then when something bad happens, they give credence to this mythological source called the devil, separating the two, which you can't do. That goes against everything in dealing with duality, goes against everything in dealing with the universe. You understand? So we have to take that into account, and it's how you put it into perspective. We also have to take into account when we talk to people, we have to know what level they're on when we're talking to them, because we might have discussed some things for the last half an hour, 40 minutes, that everybody's grasping with no problem. There might be some people listening saying, I see what they're talking about, but I'm not getting it. That's because, again, we have to take into account perception, and that's how they introduce a lot of these levels of information to us, whether we're aware of it or not. We have to take that into account, you know, when dealing with each other. But, you know, the key, it goes back to, and another thing you said, people are scared. They don't want to, you know, take action, and it doesn't mean everybody. But, again, if we just sit around and just keep talking about it, we're going to be in this position, and it's not going to get any better because, as we see, and we look around us, we know it's not getting no better. And the thing is, we can sit all day and talk about the problems, but I don't hear anybody talking about any of the solutions, because all we do is sit around, a lot of us in these circles, and talk about, you know, what the European has done, and it doesn't erase history. That's not what we're saying. I mean, you've had this discussion. We can't live in Egypt 100-something thousand years ago. Now, it doesn't mean we can't use that information today and apply it. But the problem is we're living in the United States of America. You understand? And a lot of us, and I know this upsets a lot of people, you know, and I talk to a lot of the brothers that are on the Go Back to Africa movement. And then when I look at them and say, then why don't you just leave and go? And then they have this blank look in their face. And I'm saying that to make them come to the realization, do you think it's any better over there than it is here? Do you think you're just going to go there and set up shop and income, economics, food supply, education is just going to pop up out of the blue because you're back home in the motherland? And then you can play the flip card. You can go to the Morris Doctrine and say, well, before the continental drift, when all the land masses were connected, America or Mexum was ours too. So I am home. So just see, again, I'm bringing that up because it deals with perception. So if you're coming from that angle, it works both ways. And the point being is it doesn't matter. It's all irrelevant. The only thing that matters is what you're doing for the moment. Because we can sit here and debate that. We can go on for hours and hours. But I never understood that running, and I've gotten into circles and conversations where people explaining how bad the European is here in America and how bad the United States is of America. And my thing is just leave. You know, leave. Go back there, and then you will see the reality, because not only has this devil destroyed this country, he's done it all over the world. And something you said about infiltrating, and I wanted to finish on that. My position on this is we have to do the same thing they did, because this is how they, stole. This is how they stole and took over cultures. They came into all these countries, shook hands, became friends, got into the system, and then they took over the economics, the education, the natural resources.
Yeah.
Without power, without any of those things, you can't win a war. We have to do the same. We have to learn to infiltrate, and I'm glad you brought that up earlier. We have to get into every facet of this system, because knowledge is power. If we get up in there and get other people up in there, we can slowly start to change things in addition to what we're doing, because we can never fully let them know what we're doing. We have to be able to use the info. That's how they've done it to us for years. But to sit around and talk in these circles and just – and I find this being the problem over the last several years. Everybody knows what the problem is, but everybody doesn't know the solutions. And like you said a few minutes ago, this is not going to happen overnight, and nobody's saying that. This is not going to happen in a couple of days, and nobody has – you know, a one-answer solution where everything's going to magically go away. But if we don't start making moves and putting these systems into place, we're running out of time now. Because, again, we could be talking about it. I mean, we need to get on that level like you were talking about. Sure.
Then let me ask you this, because now you're a realist, in which I tell people all the time, you have to be in the media as well. That's that matrix. You have to know when to have be able to come in and out, everybody. There's a time to disconnect and reconnect, and unfortunately, sometimes we get mixed up.
That's right.
We're not going to get it done, but I do believe, and you tell me how you think about this, we got to have conversations, because without that conversation, never reach anybody because of the fact that we have not had it in so long.
So I kind of tell people, don't get mad about talking about it in a circle. It's that the circle needs to be able to, and here's the key to this, everybody. Your ideas must be financed.
That's
and
right.
Because our ideas are not actually fine, every one of them got some great ideas, believe that. Everybody on this phone got some good-ass ideas. You just ain't got the money to put into play. And that's the problem we've been having. Now, the problem, and the thing is, we have a problem, and we need to talk about it. We have a distrust with money, which is embedded in us. And I want to kick on that at the next top of the hour, how some of our own organizations who was perceived, now I'm going to be honest with you, the one I was in the great city of MIA, the Miami 305, he was perceived to be almost a mogul, considering at that time. But at the same token, everybody, we got to be real. Why didn't, if he was a model, why didn't NWCP fully endorse? Why didn't the Urban League fully endorse? Why didn't these groups that perceive somebody to be doing something did not endorse it? And I'm saying that because I need to find out tonight, where are we at within ourselves? You can't have half-truth, everybody. You cannot have half-truth. Right. Half-truth makes a bird can't fly. And because you don't accept the other part of the truth, you got problems. You got problems. So in segueing to the top, and I'm going to bring a brother in. I'm going to bring some brothers in. But I want you to keep the main focus of being what you were talking about. Everybody, hit the number one if you want to get into this conversation. We're talking tonight spiritual warfare, satanic imperialism, mental warfare. And we want to hit on all three of those. So keep that in the premise tonight because we need to come with that we are under attack. It's not even physical, everybody. This is a mental war. Our brains is the cosmos. And they know
that.
Our brain is the cosmos.
Well, and if
and
I could add, I guess.
Go ahead. Go finish up. Go ahead.
No, I didn't mean to cut you off.
I
want to say, like.
No, I'm good.
I didn't mean to cut you off.
Keep going. No, you're doing good. You the guest.
Like I said, you know, you said something a minute ago. I mean, dialoguing and talking definitely is the first step. And we definitely have to keep consistently doing that, no doubt. But we also have to evaluate the progress we make in those dialogue and conversations. Now, the thing is, if we're constantly meeting and we're talking about the same things over and over with no results, then we got to check ourselves, you know, on that. So, dialoguing, of course, is the first step. Awareness and knowledge is the first key, you know, by all means. So we definitely never stop doing that. But again, you know, if these things keep reoccurring, then where does the responsibility come in? And then, like you said, you know, our brain is the cosmos. A lot of people don't understand what that concept means and how we're linked into everything. They know this. And as we know it's not a physical slavery we're dealing with no more, but it's a mental slavery. Because we know the old saying, we've heard the cliche a million times, if you can gather a people mentally, automatically they're physically going to unite. So now they know they got to work on us mentally because it's not about a physical thing no more, because they know those days are over. They know they're not going to be able to physically capture us no more. So now what they do through media, through music, like you said, through these frequencies, through the food. Now, the reason why, and we can touch on that, I guess, a little bit later, but through the food, and I have a lot of these conversations with a lot of brothers that are vegetarians, the ones that go into these stores, you know, Whole Foods and all these stores, and they think they're buying wholesome stuff that's grown from the earth and not eating meat. But, you know, the fact of the matter is scientifically in those vegetables and fruits, chemicals and preservatives are put in those too to preserve them so they can get on those trucks to those locations to keep that shelf life on it. So you're putting just as much toxins and poisons in your body as you are if you're eating all this meat. And we also talked about DNA, RNA, and blood when we had our conversation on the phone. Your diet has to be conducive to your blood type. You can't just take one diet. It's not one specific diet that's good for every individual on the planet, because you have to know your blood type, your DNA structure, to determine how you should eat. Some people need to be meat eaters because it's in their blood, especially O positive people. And I know that's a whole other topic, so I don't want to indulge in that, but it applies.
No, but that's spiritual warfare. See, that's the mental warfare because many of us don't understand our blood types because mine is able to be used by everybody. They called me all the time, but I couldn't take it. Go ahead, keep going on that because That's important, because we've been telling each other, oh, you got to eat this certain diet, and then
right.
that certain diet has you really not able to do it, because everybody's blood pressure is not the same, everybody. Just because,
right.
And we got to learn that. Just because they tell, oh, your blood pressure high, well, you don't have the same blood type as the guy probably talking to you. So go ahead, finish on that. Give me, take me to the next 2 minutes, and take me to the next 2 minutes, I'm going to start bringing people in.
Sure, and I've even seen brothers on these vegetarian diets for lack of protein watch their skin color and melanin change because they had the correct imbalance. I've run into people over the years on the Dr. Sebi diet and have gotten extremely sick because they didn't have the blood type or the DNA makeup that was conducive to that diet. So, you know, everybody has to understand themselves. And again, it starts with self again. And the problem with a lot of us is we want to go outside of ourselves for the answers and solutions to problems. And, I mean, another thing we can also touch on which helps fight this spiritual and mental warfare is meditation, the correct practice of meditation. Now, there ain't no right or wrong way to do it, but there's certain steps that need to be done because you have to, you know, listen. When you tap in to your ancestors that are connected to you by blood, you will get some of the answers to the questions that you have. But you have to be able to listen because bottom line is if you go back in any doctrine, dogma, or history, no great mystic, sage, or prophet ever received a revelation while they were talking. They received it in a state, in the art of listening, meditation. So, and again, that deals with lowering the body's vibrational frequencies, bringing them down conducive to the planet, and opening yourselves up to be receptive to receive that cosmic energy. These are the tools that we have to practice now to protect us against this spiritual and mental warfare.
Yeah.
And again, the
I'm glad you brought that up. And I'm going to be honest, too. And sometimes my yoga brothers and sisters, I got my brother who's in the temple with us, Brother Watson, who is a very qualified yogist. He taught us all. He hasn't taught us but he expresses in some of the information he gives on how to release these energies out your body.
Right.
Now, I want everybody to know, everybody's not going to be able to stretch right away. So we ain't trying to make that as the same force for y'all. We're just saying that these are different things. You can actually meditate in a simple way, and then he will be able to one day come on here. I want him to come on here and explain the simplicity, because we want people to realize that we don't want to make this difficult. Why do you think they make books called Books for Dummies? And I believe that those books are the most best books because, see, they know that when anything you make complicated ain't real.
That's right.
It ain't real. If it's too complicated,
right.
it's by design. This is simplicity
right.
is of God. Yeah. Just understand that, y'all. Simplicity is what it's about. And so because of that, now, he mentioned about this frequency thing, and I want y'all to understand, if y'all was listening good, he said low frequency. What they're using, because they know frequency, they use extreme. E means extremely.
That's right.
Low frequency.
That's right.
So they know that the body is being used with frequencies that is coming from the cosmos. Everybody, before we get to stuff, I'm going to bring my brother in here in a minute, and we're going to take it to another level because we need to, I know a lot of people come on this show. This show is designed. We are basically go to www.drybonesconnection. If you want to get up to speed, who is not to speed, we put you to that website, www.drybonesconnection.com, basically to give you the fastest way of understanding everything. We have the best videos, instructions that you can see. We show you everything that cannot be denied. It's facts. You see it. We're not emotional here. We don't get mad and go crazy and say, my grandma told me this. We don't do that.
That's
so
correct.
That. You know,
and
I don't go there. Go ahead. Go ahead.
And again, on the frequencies, and that's important when you were touching on that, because frequencies affect the brain cells and how they're regenerated. And it can actually restructure. It actually also affects the hippocampus area. The hippocampus area is which opens you up to receive psychic impressions, opens you up for spiritual experiences, and you have to do the research on that. That's what a lot of these brain frequencies work on. They know this. Now, if you go ahead and study and research, it also opens you up.
Say it. Hello?
Something or anything that they want you to see. So the frequencies are about the restructuring of the brain, and that's important to know. And like you said, you have the low frequencies and the extreme low frequencies, and they know each individual has a certain pitch or tone that activates them, which is very important. Now, we know this because all of us can, for an account, listen to music, for an example, and there's certain instruments and tones that we like, that our spirit gravitates towards, but then there's certain pitches and tones that really annoy us, that doesn't resonate with us properly. It actually has a negative effect on us. And they know the power of that sound and thought. Let me give you an example, and this is what's powerful about it. We can all hear a song, and we might have some people on listening to the show right now in their 40s and their 50s. Let me show you how powerful the mind is in thought. You could hear a song. Now, you explain to me how this is, and this is the level they're operating on. You could hear a song from back in the 80s, okay? You could hear a song, a slow jam. You could remember where you were at the time you first heard that song. You could remember who you were with. You get so detailed the mind that you might even remember the exact clothes you had on, the colors, the exact pair of sneakers. Mm-hmm. You could remember how your hair was styled, what place you were in, what day it was, what time of night. Because that's the power of the mind. They're able to tap into that power of thought. So that's how powerful sound, vibration, frequencies, music, tone is, because it also operates on the heartbeat, the four beat or the four bar measure that they do music to, which that opens you up to a whole bunch of other stuff. But what I'm saying is that's how they're able to that's how they tap into the frequencies.
That's the power of the mind, the power of thought. I'm a drummer and I play the drum. And which I tell everybody, that drum is the heartbeat.
That's right.
In the way it's written. And so basically, us drummers who play, we need the bass. The bass is what is the one that y'all are actually being mesmerized with. Because if you listen to rap music, the drummers always got to be in rap. But the bass line is what's really resonating to give the kick. The bottom, that resonation, and that's what's getting y'all. Y'all don't realize it. It's mesmerizing. It's actually mesmerizing. And then when you get the guitar is one of the most brilliant instruments there is a keyboard in somebody's hand. But this is what's going on. And so they had to take music, y'all, because music is part of the seven liberal arts. I keep stating this. Look what we say up. I can't get into everything.
That's right.
Totally. The several liberal arts, music is there. And they know it.
And if I could, I didn't mean to interrupt you. Yes. I mean, if you traveled, if you traveled the Masonic path where the brother is talking about on your Fellcraft degree, your seven liberal arts. But the point being is I wanted to touch on the drum thing, which is very important. Now, as we know, which is basic history, we have a drum that comes out of West Africa. I play drums myself. The talking drum. Now remember, the talking drum was so powerful that drum was tuned and pitched in where we were able to send messages from miles away and be able to communicate by using the talking drum. Now, that's one of the first things that they took away from us when we were mentally and physically encapsulated was they took away your language, they took away your culture, and they took away your music. You understand? That was the first thing, because music, and to me, when you were just explaining about being one of the liberal arts that you're taught in the Masonic schools, music is so important because it can affect your vibrations, your frequencies. It has an effect of every sound that you expose your DNA and your RNA to, because it can open you up. Also, here's the flip side, which you have to understand, and people don't understand it. When you listen to a lot of these individuals that record this music, and this is something you got to go research, because you can capture tones and frequencies. When a lot of these artists, such as Jay-Z and all these other artists that are recording these, some of these demonic sounds and messages, when you listen to it, you open yourself up to those same frequencies. And how do you know this? Real simple. Reflect back when we were all younger. You might be listening to a mellow R&B track, and your mood was kind of calm, collective. And then you might have been out on the weekend when you were young, hanging out, and then some gangster rap track came on. Then all of a sudden, your emotional energy just got beefed up. Now you started to feel violent, or you got more emotional because it was the pitch or the tone of the music that started affecting the way your mood or your vibration felt. They know this. So they're able to play off of this by putting certain music out. You best believe everybody that they have out there in front is for a reason. That's hand-selected. They put an image out there that they want you to worship, and there's a certain sound that goes with that image, and they want you to connect with that. And they know by you connecting with that, you open yourself up to those same energies. So that's important to understand. Music is very important, very important.
Well, I'm going to go in and let me just take a few people in. I like how you did that with the idols, because let's talk about this, y'all. I'm going to bring my brother Montu Hotep, who's going to come in, like I say, next week. We're going to do what he's talking about tonight, everybody, goes right into vampires and werewolves, the mythological, allegorical story, why they show you this all the time. But when I'm bring him in, I just want y'all to know that a lot of the symbolism is not just the music, which is the key, but because of the Hollywood mechanism that's out there, we are programmed to Hollywood, everybody. I'm honest with myself. See, I know right now, football I love, but football ain't my God. Understand?
That's right.
And many of us are going to be worshiping so highly that they won't even listen to logic. When football season comes, to my black brothers and some of my sisters, y'all logic is you won't even care if they destroy a whole country. They can almost annihilate a country, and you would be just waiting for your Cowboys or the Buffalo.
That's
Bulls.
Right.
That's how it is. Montu, you out there? I know you're the baddest brother of mine that I shake hands with. How you feel, my brother? You out there? 855-7. You got your hands up. I got you in the queue.
Yeah, this is Brother Sean.
Oh, I got Brother Sean. There you go, brother. Go ahead, brother. I got people telling me, hold on, stop, Sean. Sean, for those of you who have heard him on the show, he is the reason how I met this brother. So, what's up, brother? You doing a job of connect? That's what the Dry Bones Connection is about. Thank you, brother, for this beautiful connection you gave us. Go ahead.
Oh, absolutely. And you have me cracking up with the Books for Dummies. But that's why, that's certainly why Dry Bones Connections exist so well, so the listeners can get the cliff notes. And greetings, Brother Dry Bones, and greetings, Brother Vanity. I'm Ray. It's a pleasure.
What's going on, brother?
Yes, yes. I'm so glad. I'm so glad Brother Dry Bones had you on. And you guys are taking the show to another level, taking it to my area of interest, the technology, talking about the frequency, and what I think a lot of us seem to forget or don't make the correlation to is when the religious world is talking about spiritual. That's just a layman's term for technology and the unseen.
Yes, right.
And we know that through some of the higher sciences, and obviously with the advent, like you said, of astronomy and microscopes and telescopes and things like that, you can, based on the perception or based upon the equipment, you can observe things that didn't appear or weren't apparent or weren't obvious or weren't available or seen by the naked eye within the visual light spectrum. So the spirit, relating as it relates to the unseen, there's always something there. It just depends on, like you said, the perception or that ability to see. And so with the advent of certain technologies and, certainly the day and time that we live in where science fiction is no longer a fiction, it's science fact because
That's
of
right.
some of the marvelous, extraordinary technologies and capabilities that exist. So I hope that everyone is doing their research, becoming more interested in science and technology, and actually researching and studying. You know, take an actual look at the visual light spectrum. Actually find out, you know, what, like you mentioned about the cell phone frequencies, look at the visual light spectrum and see exactly where that those frequencies are vibrating in what's called a spectral analyzer. So
yeah,
those
right.
things are important, you know, and how to use these devices to actually, you know, see the things that are unseen.
That's right. Now let me give y'all some more, because I want y'all to, those of you who are listening, I'm gonna make it simple. How powerful what he just said. When Jesse Jackson was also in the craft, his name or his group was called Rainbow Coalition. He gave you the colors of the rainbow.
That's right.
Now what they're doing is, Jesse is out of there. The new spectrum, the color of homosexuality in the gay community is the rainbow.
That's right.
Because the people who are of the media are in the occult, everybody. And they
right.
know these signs that we're saying. So when they give that which is going to be, remember, they wanted Jesse to be over the community. When he, after King was killed, everybody, Jesse came on the scene, they gave you a rainbow. Now
That's
Jesse
right.
ain't got no damn rainbow. Jesse's looking for some crumbs. Now we got the new rainbow that they putting in the media. Now, this is not a slight to go out, because we're going to get deep in a minute, everybody. We're going to go into topics that are out there now. Those of you who are into football, you know you wouldn't have had gotten Michael Sams. He's a friggin' 13th round draft pick. But Michael Sams had a special show on ESPN for him to kiss a white man. I want y'all to listen.
And brother, don't
get mad. Go ahead.
Brother, if I could, and when have you ever seen a 7th round draft pick get his own press conference? Okay.
That's my point. You're already with me. Those of you who know sports, you don't get no. You are almost sorry. You better hope you make the practice squad. That's what I'm talking about, y'all. And now my brother Tony Dungy, everybody who likes football, if y'all let Tony Dungy
right.
get slayed for making a statement, then y'all are cowards who watch football.
That's right. That's right.
Tony Dungy he may get slayed for just saying that he wouldn't do it. Because they want to make a reality show out of Michael Sams, everybody who listens.
That's right.
And so you can see that we are at war. We're not trying to hate
That's
nobody.
Right.
Everybody out there know damn well your family member got some gay. Everybody got a gay person in the family. You ain't trying to beat
That's
his
right.
ass up.
That's right.
You ain't beating up the preachers. You ain't beat up a deacon. You ain't beat up the choir director. So why would you think you'll beat somebody up now? This is an attack by a powerful media, y'all. Do not fall for it. Go ahead, brother. Help me out.
Yeah. If I could, I wanted to touch on that because you bring up a very popular topic that's become so prevalent over the last couple of years, which is homosexuality. And again, the problem is with this, again, with the Michael Sam case and I forget the brother's name that came out, the NBA player that also came out, they glorified this. Now, again, I want to be clear on this, and I don't want nobody to take offense to this, but I got to be clear on it. Like you said, Tony Dungy made a statement. He took a stance. The problem is now everybody's trying to be so liberal that when they do take a stance, even Chris Broussard, when he spoke his peace of mind, if you're familiar who Chris Broussard is, he's an ESPN basketball analyst, he came out and made the statement because of his Christian beliefs. Now, that's his opinion. I don't believe in all that Christianity garbage, but I'm saying I respect the brother for taking a stance, and he stood behind something. The problem with us in this country is we want to play the fence. We want to be so liberal, and we want to jump on both sides of the fence. And again, your sexual orientation, that's your preference. Your sexual orientation is your preference. So we're not. That's not the issue that we're discussing at hand. The issue that we're discussing is you. Everybody has a right to, whether you agree with it or not, everybody has a right to take a stance on that situation. That's all it is. But like the good brother was saying, Tony Dungy simply made a statement. Let's show you how the media twists words. Tony Dungy made the statement. He didn't say he wouldn't take Michael Sam because he was homosexual or he wasn't a good enough football player. He clearly made the distinction he wouldn't take him because he wouldn't want that distraction from the media destroying from the focus of the team. That's two different things, but they didn't prey upon that. They took that and they twisted it to make it sound like Tony Dungy made that statement and it was anti-gay, and then they played the race card on the brother. And why should he say that when he knew how hard it was for black coaches to get into the NFL? That's the game that we're dealing with, and that's part of that mental warfare.
Thank you, brother. That now we're gonna everybody. We got three topics here: spiritual warfare, satanic imperialism, and mental warfare. I'm gonna put that in mental because they're trying to make you believe that being a black coach is equated to being gay, and that is not the case. The richest people, everybody, I want y'all to hear this, the richest people in the world are gay. We don't have a problem. The richest people in the world are gay, period.
Mm-hmm.
We ain't trying to prove no other point. They gay, and that's okay. They want to be gay and rich, that's okay. The problem is, why are you telling me that you are discriminated? You're not discriminated. You cannot be discriminated when you're already rich.
That's right.
You cannot be. And so what happened is that's mental warfare. Now the spiritual part is, and you tell me, now you can't, as Christians, now here's where Christians are actually sheep. You're going to tell me the man just said, just like you did with Chick-fil-A, but Chick-fil-A is rich. That white boy got his own white boy. I want all y'all to know Paula Deen is coming back in September. See how foolish y'all are? Paula Deen got her own show that they financed for her. She about to get $100 million for all y'all talking that bullshit.
Paula Deen's
coming back in September with her own network. So see how you've been played again? You've been played.
That's called spiritual warfare.
When you get played in spiritual warfare, because you have no understanding. Now, I'm going to bring some more calls in, brother, because you rolling. Everybody, I'm bringing in. But my host, Father Q, and help him out. I'm going to bring in one of my good brothers right here. Brother Luck, how you feel? 777.
Hey, what's happening, Brother Hotep?
Hotep.
Enjoy another show. But on a homosexual tip, I find it quite well structured that they do have a flag. And you know, in battle, if you have that organized where you have a flag, you pretty much have a nation. And
that's
if you know that history, even from days of Roman and Greco-Roman eras, and that during that time, I mean, these were powerful civilizations that were able to conquer other societies, and they were largely homosexual. So
that's
you
right.
have 300
Yes,
today you have pretty much a nation within a nation, and they do have their flag. They are well organized, and their agendas are being worked on. And you also have the covertness of being able to blend into the different aspects of society, and slowly, what I would call perform what you would call tasks, and whether it be reconnaissance in a sense, because you got to keep that war mode going when you try to analyze their agenda. They're well organized. They do have a long-term projected goal, and they do communicate with each other. So you have to look at it that way. So heterosexualism, I would say, has been under attack for a while, but it's been a slow process, you know, a very slow process by an organized effort, and history has proven that they can be successful. It's not a hate. It's not a question of hate.
Right.
It's not a question
of hate. I want everybody to understand it. Hold on before you go further. Those who listen to this show, you will not interpret this as hate. We are knowing that we have accepted that we know this is already prevalent. The word is pedastry, y'all. Aristotle told you this. Those of you who are in Greek fraternities, if you don't know this, then you need to get out of it. All you in the Hellenistic society,
that's right.
If you don't know this, you need to get out of that. If you don't know what Aristotle wrote.
But if I could interject, and that was
go right ahead.
Very interesting and enlightening what the brother just said. It's 100% true, because you could even go back to the times at the Greek and Roman empires. Most of those so-called men of the Greek and Roman empires, they were homosexual. And, you know, Mark Antony, Julius Caesar, they came into Egypt. I mean, even though it was during the Hyksos dynasties, it wasn't the pre-dynastic Egyptians. But they came in there and, you know, raided the libraries of Alexandria, brought that culture back to Rome. So when dealing with that topic, I know a little people get touchy with it. And I've even had a lot of these discussions and debates with Christian ministers because, again, it goes back to the principle. If we're all created, now this is, and I'm coming from a religious theological standpoint. If you're a Christian or you believe in monotheism, be it Christian, Muslim, or Jew, and you believe in the concept in the Bible that we're all created not just in the image, but what does it also say? According to their Bible, the likeness of the Creator. The question I always pose to Christian ministers, and they look stupid, is whose likeness and image it? And I want to focus on the likeness part, are homosexuals created in. Because the same God you're saying condemns homosexuality is the same God that's responsible for creating homosexuality. Now, people want to dance around that question, and then they always go to certain Bible passages. They'll go to the story of Sodom and Gomorrah. Read it closely. That has nothing to do with homosexuality. We can break that whole thing down. And then they go into the books of Paul, where Paul makes reference to homosexuality being an abomination. But you have to understand, those were tribal laws at that time. The problem is with a lot of these religious people, they want to jump around the Bible and pick and choose what they want to use to back up their beliefs. But then when you ask them just a common sense question like that, and you go to the core of their belief system and you say, okay, all right, we're not going to sit here and debate Scripture, because people interpret Scripture the way they want to interpret it, and it takes on a whole different meaning when you go back into the original Semitic languages, because that Sodom and Gomorrah story had nothing to do with Lot, you know, sending out those angels to the people so they can have homosexual contact with them. Read it closely. You got to go through it detail for detail. That's not what it's talking about there. But I want to back up. You can alleviate all that nonsense, because it's going to be a back and forth conversation on it. And everybody's going to have their own interpretation, but just use common sense. Say, the question I have for you, if homosexuality is an abomination, why did your God of the Bible allow it to exist? And then they're going to run semantics on you. They're going to jump around, and they're going to give you their own interpretation on it. This still doesn't answer the question. It's the same thing when people, yeah.
You're getting deep there. Now, hold on. Don't stop there, because you went real deep. See, this is the duality. This is the duality part, y'all, that y'all seem to overskip because y'all got one brain thinking. if he would allow that, and y'all, next week y'all say, in the next couple of weeks he'll be screaming, he's the same God yesterday, today, and forever. How is that?
That's right.
How is that really?
I mean, he
can't be the same God. So, see, y'all don't realize the first God is Yahweh. Yahweh is a killer. So, those of you don't think I don't know this, I don't have a problem with I'm saying it in the real Yud, which is those of you in the craft, Yud Heh Wav Heh is a killer. He's a genocidal God. He kills everybody.
If I could also ask another question we need to ask ourselves. We all know scientifically that hermaphrodites and hermaphrodites exist. There are people that are birthed into this world with dual sex organs. They have a clitoris and a penis. Now, again, I pose this question to Christian ministers, and they look at me like I'm a five-headed monster. Okay, whose image and likeness are hermaphrodites or hermaphrodites created in? Does God have dual sex organs? Now they want to get all testy with you, like, oh my God, brother, that's, you know, blasphemy. No, I'm just saying, if your God is omnipotent, omniscient, you know, omnipresent, and he is the creator and founder of all things in existence. And the funny thing is, I don't even know why they refer to him as a he, because they can't even prove that. Because we know when we go back spiritually and we evolve into beings of light and energy, there is no gender. You understand? But the men that wrote the books, the authors that wrote the books were men, so the biblical authors made God a man. But nobody can prove that, but yet science, and like my good brother Sean was breaking down, if you get into the science aspect of it, and like you said, there's no such thing. You can't have science and then fiction follow it, because science is not fiction. That's a part of warfare,
right,
too, that they stamp in your subconscious. We know it's a scientific fact, and the Bones of Lucy confirm it, that woman's DNA, women were on the planet first before the male was. That's a scientific fact. Now, that goes against everything that the Bible principles teach, that men were created first.
Now,
we know that.
Go right in, because you wrote. I hate to stop you.
Yeah, we know. No, it's okay.
You're doing so good. You're making me go crazy. I've said this a million times. Y'all heard
well, that's DNA explosion.
I'm going to bring this point up. I told everybody, please look this up so this brother won't look. This brother's not lying. If you look up the DNA gay bomb that was devised by the Air Force, has estrogen, because they know our body. They know thyself. They know that we were female first before we transitioned to male. And because they know that and we seem not to get it, they are shooting this in. Now, I'm scared to live in Atlanta. I don't know anybody who's setting up shop in Atlanta as a new ministry. I am frightened.
That's right.
Because if y'all seen Three the Hard Way with Fred Williams, Jim Kelly, and I can't think of, I'm so mad because he was just as good in that. Three the Hard Way was when the man was going to put chemicals in the water to kill black people. But look up the movie. It's called, it was doing the black exploitation area. The CDC is in Atlanta, everybody. And we have never seen this type of movement of where they wearing high heels at Spelman. And I mean, Spelman's a girl's school, but whatever the other school they was at, the Morehouse. They wearing high heels, y'all. Dr. Neely, now I'm going to give credit to where it's credit due. Dr. Neely Freely said that in the 70s, that man is very bright. He should have been on Hidden Colors, everybody. I don't know who the rest of these cats on Hidden Colors who don't want to talk about a man who made prophecy from the 70s said that we would be in high heels and dresses. And he said this in the 70s. Now, what he knew, I'm giving him credit, because we are in high heels and in dresses right now. Now, y'all tell me that the CDC, who is in every movie for diseases, it's in zombie movies, the CDC. It's in every movie, and you niggas want to move into Atlanta? You go right ahead.
That's right.
You go right ahead. That's all I'm going to say. Go ahead,
brother. Which has one of the highest homosexual rates in the country, and it has almost a 4-to-1 ratio from male to female, which that's done for a specific reason also. But you also bring up the thing about wearing skirts and certain clothing. And again, I just want to bring in quick, because the entertainment industry, you could talk about that for hours. If you look at Kanye West, look at some of the clothing he's wearing. If you look at the masks, certain clothing, the kilts, and these things that he's wearing and stamping in your subconscious mind. Because remember, all they want to do is get the image. Once you see the image, you don't realize how many images are running across the screen at a given moment and are being stamped in your subconscious mind. A lot of that clothing that he's wearing is worn in the occult world for certain rituals that they perform, and a lot of those rituals are enacted on little kids. So you got to pay attention to that. Look at the pay closely and research.
Yep. Hold on a minute. Let me get some more people in here, because they lighten up now. Let me get some more. Let me get 9307. OE Dry Bones. You on the air.
You all are talking about some real high stuff, the homosexuality, the imaging, like you were just saying with Kanye West. Jay-Z, Beyonce, all very true when you do the research. And it's the information is there. I think we just need to do the research. One of our biggest problems, and I'm just chiming in to piggyback on everybody, lack of knowledge is one of our biggest problems. And
That's right.
It's out there for us to get. And if they listen, if they go to the website, if they listen to the radio show, and if you do the research, people, just do your due diligence and do the research. is there.
That's right.
And the fact is there. And if we take it back to the origin, back to Ra, and for, I don't want to say forget religion because we're so embedded in the religion, but if we get
right.
if we go to the origin and figure out, it's all about us. So if you figure
That's
out
right.
and you go back to the origin and you understand it's us, we'll eliminate a lot of this confusion. But they have us with the images and everything. So
That's right.
the think tank,
That's right.
the think tank, the blogs, the continual talking, we need to have it, but we need to get together on some kind of physical way because just like the brother saying with the Wi-Fi, all these
mm-hmm.
things are affecting us. And just like with the physical, even you guys are hitting on so much stuff as far as like the women being here on the Masonic Trail, your Boax and your Josh. I don't even want to go too far, but it's all right. It's for us to break down and for us to
That's
want
right.
to listen to one another. I mean, we're all saying good stuff, but how are we going to compile the information and take one first step?
I'm gonna tell you how we're gonna compile the information because each one of y'all, and I'm gonna give credit because of course I don't know everything, and I got this from people who I researched to find out. But we are all griots. So when y'all in your area, because many of these calls are coming across the country, y'all have to take responsibility in your areas and say, we're going to take this. Now, I'm not telling, I'm going to be honest with you. Me and my brother, we've been together for a long time. I was talking to him up north, and we said some things. I'm going to bring some deep stuff in here. I feel sometimes my heart gets really upset. Malcolm died for nothing.
Uh-huh.
Even King died for nothing.
Uh-huh.
All these cats that got killed, George G. M. James, they died for nothing right now. Because our people don't even know who George G. M. James is.
But the amount of people that do know him
is go ahead, brother.
Yeah,
you're saying the right thing, but they didn't die for nothing because we all get it. So it's kind of like our responsibility to keep doing what we're doing. Now, I can speak for
That's
myself.
Right.
No, thank you, man. I appreciate that. Good answer. Good answer. That was a very good answer. I appreciate your answer. Your answer's right. We all did it, and they didn't die for nothing. Thank you.
That's right.
I'm glad you said that.
Right.
You made me feel good. They didn't die for nothing for those of us on these calls and those of us around the country who know about their spirit.
That's right.
Who know about the spirit of these people who died. No, go ahead, brother.
If I could real quick, what the brother just said, and again, it goes back to what we were saying earlier, responsibility. And like you said, they didn't die for nothing, and even though the circumstances the way they did wasn't the way it should have turned out, but like the brother said, we're all responsible, you know, because remember, we're a product of, you know, generation of our ancestors, because what we do in our generation determines how successful the next generation is going to be. And another thing I wanted to touch on real quick was when he was talking about the Wi-Fi. Now, we know Wi-Fi is signals are sent through the air. There's no connection. So if they can send signals through the atmosphere without any electrical cord or outlet being plugged into something, what makes you think they can't send those same signals to your brain? See, we don't look at the Wi-Fi like that. Now we have wireless technology. They use terminology like that.
Now, go ahead.
But
brother, you're hitting so deep. I want to kick in. For those of you who are studying the Bible, know your Bible, that is the scripture that describes he is the prince of the power of the air.
That's right.
That's what that
means. The prince of the power of the air. And I want to know this, and I want to add this too, because I always talk to my good brother Sean about this. And our brother also that was just speaking made another statement. It's about it lies within ourselves. Now, again, a lot of us study Egyptology. And, again, if you go to the temple in Heliopolis in ancient Egypt, inscribed right above it says, know thyself and thou shalt know the gods. Now, that's a powerful statement. It says, know thyself. And now, see, here's the thing is a lot of us want to take this spiritual journey. We want to do it from an outward perspective. That's not how this works. It's an inward journey out. Because if you don't know yourself, you can't know the Creator. And the thing I always tell people about when they, especially people that read the Bible, there's a quote that always stands out to me in the letters of John, where, not the Gospel of John, I believe it's the first or second letter of John, where it says, how can you love the Creator who you've never seen? This is important. This is their Bible now. It says, how can you love the Creator you've never, ever seen, but you do not have love for your brother who you see every day? That's a powerful statement. We don't look at it like that because a lot of us claim to have allegiance to these mystical spiritual gods. Now, we can get into a whole other thing. We know when dealing with the Egyptian deities, that more ties into your chakras, your DNA, and they actually exist within your DNA and their principles, their cosmic principles. Let's get into a whole another level, because it still goes back to the principle. It all lies within your DNA. You have to look within yourself, because you made a statement, brother, in your introduction of the show, okay? You made it's a very, very, very important statement when dealing with this whole aspect that everything exists within ourselves. The answers are within ourselves. When we keep looking for external sources for the solutions to our problem, we set ourselves up for failure. And the one thing I find with a lot of American Nubians is they want everything done for them. They want to be led by the hand. They think they're going to pick up some book and read some mystical secret. Well, I got news for you. Anything written in a book ain't a secret. Because if it's in a book, they intended for you to get it anyway. We know in our ancient systems, real true secrets were passed from mouth to ear. We know that. Anything that was really sacred was always passed from mouth to ear.
Stop. You're killing them. You killed him. What, you trying to kill him out here? Bro, just killed him. He said mouth to ear. He gave you mouth to ear. Now, I got one of my good brothers on here. I hear you. 5959. You are on the air. You are going to be coming on. You're one of my good brothers and brother. I just got Brother Ron. I know you was on the air. I appreciate all y'all. You're going to be doing a very serious show based off this one, because this brother here, I hope we can get him back, Vampires and Werewolves. Go ahead. You've been analyzing everything. Tell me what you're thinking.
Hello?
5959, I hear you. Go ahead. You on the air?
No, I'm 777.
No, I'm on two. I got 5959. I see them on the mic is open, but if they don't talk, I have to cut them off. I guess you may. Let me get somebody else. Let me get a new caller. Let me get a new caller in, because he's 3633.
Yes, hello?
Go ahead, I hear you.
Can you hear me?
Make a comment. Yes, I hear you.
Hi, yes, my name is Ravana Noon. I was just wanted to take it back for a moment about the spiritual warfare.
Uh-huh.
When we look at, let's say, everyday life, how simple the warfare is. We can drive down a major street in any city, and when we're driving down, we will see billboard signs, restaurants, and all these different facilities, color, that all these businesses use.
Red.
And why do they use the color red? Well, as we know, red ties into your root chakra. Your root chakra ties into your navel chakra, which excites the primal nature of survival, of eating, of sexuality. So when we are driving down the street, we are being bombarded and controlled out of our own minds. We're being controlled by the simple colors and vibrations that is emanating everywhere around us. However, most people are not aware of that, so they cannot build up a psychic self-defense, and they get bombarded.
Right.
They'll drive down the street. They just ate. Then 10 minutes later, they see, let's say, Chick-fil-A, and what do? Oh, I'm hungry.
Stop.
Oh, let's get some fries. Now, you just ate, but that's because that color hit you, activated that root chakra, and you reacted to that, and now you're reacting, and your logic or your logical mind has cut off. Your sense of reasoning has cut off, and now you're being controlled by the simple vibration of colors. This is why when you look in the occult world, these secret societies or groups one of the dominant colors they use is red and black.
That's right.
Why? Because they know black stands for
supreme. Don't leave yet. Now, you said a color. Now, black. I told y'all, black is the color of Saturn. Black represents law. That's why all your judges is wearing black robes.
That's
black
right.
robes is worn by the color Saturn. See, we need to get understanding this. We've been seeing this for years. They've given us the clues, y'all. We can know, brother,
right.
stay on the line because you're kicking some deep knowledge there. They've given us the clues. Notice communism is red. Communism is red.
That's
I
right.
want y'all to know that. Communism
That's
is
right.
Now, I'm going to talk to the brother for a minute. I'm going to talk to the brother right quick, and then I'm going to kick to the next. I got a call. Just popped up. We keep saying, oh, Heavenly Father. You know how crazy that sounds? When Nut, the goddess Nut, is above the heavens, you don't say, oh, Heavenly Mother.
That's right.
Because your mind don't know the ancient. Nut, the goddess Nut, is the one. She
that's
is
right.
the one that's covering the canopy of the heaven. And so you automatically, I'm going to tell y'all this, y'all don't get mad. When you study only a man religion, only a man religion, what you study, think about that. Let me go to 9, there we go. We got some new call. Oh, there we go. Oh, go ahead,
8848.
You are, go ahead. Go ahead, 8848. Go ahead. You've been, go ahead.
Thank you. I've been... I wanted to touch on the brother. First of all, this is very interesting. It's some things here are new to me. Because you know, Brother Drybone, that I read the scriptures. But I read it with an open mind because I know that there's a lot of things in there that have been tampered with. And I just want to share that when I was reading Ephesians 6, which speaks about, you know, we don't wrestle against flesh or blood, but against the high principalities. And a revelation came to me. I have it all jotted down. It has to do with the armor of the Creator. And the revelation that came to me was that the armor of the Creator that we, you know, have to, like, put on, right, is the chakras.
That's
one.
Right.
And two, in reference to the brother speaking about the colors of red and black, he is so correct. Even
That's
Obama,
right.
in his first presidential inauguration, him and his family came out with, you know, dressed in black and red. And why is this? And, of course, when he went up there, he was inducing hypnotic ways, and it was all an introduction to, you know, to have us in the subconscious type of, you know, drawn in. But those of us that have the third eye, that at least with me, I'm a little bit intuitive because it's not fully, well, we caught up to that. But I wanted
right.
to ask, because I wanted to ask this question, what is the difference between Ma'at, okay, you know, do you guys, when you guys speak about Ma'at, okay, I'm ignorant about this, and I don't mean to offend anybody. I'm just asking because I want to learn.
Yeah, go ahead.
Thank you. When you guys speak about Ma'at, is it something where she's a figure where you idolize her, where you worship her, you know, just the same way as the Christian community idolize and worship Jesus? Even though I don't call him
Brother.
Jesus, because I know where that derives
right.
from.
Brother Drybone.
Okay, go ahead,
right.
brother.
So that's
this
my
one.
Question.
Yeah. Yes, that's
Yeah,
that's a really great question. But before I do that, I just want to give a shout out to my brother, Ravana Noon, who was talking about the colors, close friend of mine. I want to touch on that, too. I want to get back into that because what he was saying, that's so important, dealing with colors and the aura and the chakras. So I want to get back into that. But I want to the question that the sister just asked, okay, well, as I was talking earlier, all of these deities actually exist within your DNA. These are actually, now there's two sides to this. people are going to come from different perspectives. This, no, we don't worship these deities per se, and I'm not saying you say how somebody in Christianity, especially if you go to the Catholic Church, where they'll put statues up of certain icons in their religion, such as the Virgin Mother, which that goes back to ancient Egypt, the story of Aset and the Virgin Birth. That's a whole other story. But when they put these icons up and give actual reverence to these individuals as if they're real. See, what the ancient Egyptians did when you go back, and I'm going more back to pre-dynastic Egypt. We're not talking about the last 46 dynasties or the Hyksos dynasty, which is the most aspect of Egypt that we're taught about in modern times. Because most of the information you get now, except if it's not coming from one of us, is about the last 46 dynasties of Egypt. Well, dealing with Maat, and to answer your question, first, Maat is a representation of something that exists within your DNA and your RNA. It represents balancement, justice, equality. These are just some of the aspects. So when we talk about Maat, we're dealing with that spiritual balancement. It's like in reference to, you take the pendulum, okay? When the pendulum is still, it is balanced. But when the pendulum is swinging to the left or more to the right, it's in balance. So Maat teaches, it's a principle that exists within you that teaches you that balancement that you need to seek, meaning even something that's good, too much of something good could be bad for you. Do you understand that? Now, some people may not be able to relate to that. It's about seeking that balancement. So the answer to your question, no, we don't physically worship an image called Maat, but there's an image that represents her. It's a female deity, because when you go back to ancient Egypt, Egypt is one of the few cultures outside of some Hindu cultures that the woman is held on higher esteem than any other culture. The woman is upheld in Egypt higher than any other culture anywhere in the world. Because when you look in religion, for an example, your Virgin Mother story comes from the Aset or Heru Horus story and Osiris, or Osiris story, the virgin birth. Because when you read the story of Aset, again, a lot of these stories were passed down from generation to generation to teach us certain principles. Because as they got passed down from culture to culture, the names and the titles changed. So that virgin birth story, when you read the story in the Egyptian text about how Aset gave birth to Heru without having physical sex, when she recovered the phallus of Osir, this is where the Catholic Church got their virgin birth story. So I'm giving you an example. That's why they refer to it as the Immaculate Conception or the virgin birth. So a lot of these stories, like for an example, if you read your Bible, the David and Goliath story, do you really think the way they describe Goliath in the Bible is an actual fact? What that story is simply trying to teach you how you can overcome adversity. You see, the problem that we get into sometimes as individuals is, and I'm not saying, you know, the sister that posed the question, I'm just saying in general, we want to debate right. The actuality of word for word, verbatim, the scripture, and we lose sight of what story or what lesson was being learned. Because fact of the matter is, we have to be conscious when we're talking Bible that those stories came, like when we're reading our modern-day Bible, those are Sumerian and Egyptian stories that as they got passed down from culture to culture, those stories changed based on the language and the culture of those people at that time. So, like, we know the flood story is recorded multiple times in multiple different cultures. You can find it in Samaria with Utnapishtim. You can find it in several different African cultures. And this predates the Bible. This is a fact. You can go research this. We know the Cain and Abel story is told, multiple times in different histories and different cultures. We know there was no Israel, because when you go into the Egyptian records, there's nowhere on any Egyptian records, based on factual information, that there was any group of people called Israelites that were in bondage for 400 years in ancient Egypt. Now, we know there was a group of shepherd kings called the Hyksos, okay? Now, these Hyksos, they were Greeks that migrated into Egypt and mixed in with ancient Egyptians, and they were there for 400 years. And when you read the Hyksos story, that's identical to your Bible story of the Israelites. Now, the question is, those shepherd kings, because we know the shepherd kings have same characteristics of who we call Israelites in your modern-day Bible, just like when you look at who the Bible refers to as the prophet Moses. Go back into the languages and you'll see what does Moses' name mean when you go from the Greek back into the Aramaic, into the Hebrew, and in the Arabic. To be drawn from water, it's the same as the deity in Egypt, Thutmose. And there was a character, Thutmose, that drove the Hyksos out of Egypt. He was the savior to Egypt. My point being is when you read that story, you'll see so much similarities, and these stories predate what we call our modern-day Bible. Now, a lot of people, some people, not saying for us here that consider ourselves conscious, we can't register that. It's just because, like Brother Drybone said, if you're not aware, it's new to you. But what we're talking about now, this was here long before we were even here. This is stuff that our ancestors and elders were talking about before any of us even existed. So the answer to your question, no, we don't worship Maat as a physical female deity. We acknowledge the principle of Maat.
And let me make that clear to everybody. Let me make that clear to everybody. These are principles that govern cosmic, the whole cosmos. Just think about it, everybody. And this is why I tell everybody, when Obama, I'm just going to use Obama because of the occultic. Remember Obama made his inaugurational speech in Denver, Colorado, on the highest mountain, and he made his background Mount Olympus. Mount Olympus,
right.
Everybody. So he knew, and the cultic world knew what they were doing when they brought him out on Denver, Colorado. Now, Denver, Colorado, I'm going to tell you how deep it is. Notice he went to the state that legalized marijuana. They're making the most money.
That's
now,
right.
I'm going to have a show next week on marijuana because if we don't jump in some of these rich brothers who got money, I'm giving you what's going on. This is gospel. Marijuana is about to be one of the biggest cash crops. And I told everybody this a long time ago, and those who know me, the founding fathers grew marijuana before they grew cotton, everybody. Okay?
That's right.
Get that straight. So
that's right.
He went to, and I'm going to just bring it back to perspective. Obama goes to Colorado for his inaugural. Why would he pick Colorado, everybody? He's not even from Colorado. And see, y'all don't understand the symbolism. And why would he have four Gothic columns behind him when he came out?
Oh,
now, I'm not saying that he's. I'm not going to go crazy and say because Bush is smart too. That's why Bush married into the Spanish community, everybody. And Bush is using his son now from the Spanish wife to now get the Spanish vote. Am I right, Malaika? Malaika's our Spanish correspondent. She's in the Latin world. And we got from, and I guarantee you, I'll stand by what she does. We're going to a serious seminar in September. And if y'all want to stay online, those of you who stay online, we're going to take it into the true occultic symbolism. So if those of you who do want to stay on after 11, brother, do I have your permission? Would you go a little bit longer, maybe a half hour longer?
Yeah, no problem. But if I could real quick, Brother Drybones, I just want to plug in, if anybody is in the South Florida area, West Palm, Fort Lauderdale, Miami, this Sunday at Mind, Body, and Soul, Sunday, July 27th, starts at 6 o'clock, and the address is 2506 Sheridan Street, Hollywood, Florida. Again, that's 2506 Sheridan Street, Hollywood, Florida. The phone number is 786-357-1899. I'm going to give you that number again. The number is 786-357-1899. I will be there this Sunday doing a class on the ancient Egyptian roots of Christianity. So if anybody's in that area, it's $7 at the door, and we're going to have a whole bunch of books and DVDs and a whole bunch of stuff there available for sale, talking about that topic.
And I think that's Mind, Body, and Soul. Am I correct?
That's correct. That's Mind, Body, and Soul this Sunday, July 27th.
For those of you who are in the Fort Lauderdale area, that's Gaia Felix. She did the that's what we did, the Hidden Colors. She's doing it. And Hidden Colors is going to be this Friday, y'all. Those of you who stay on the air, those of you in the area, we're going to have Hidden Colors again this Friday at the, I believe, don't quote me, but look it up. I think it's at the old Dillard Museum in Fort Lauderdale. Let's give Fort Lauderdale some good ups because they are definitely trying to do some things. And I tell people, don't worry about our people who are negative. That's part of the energy.
That's
you
right.
Feed off of that. You feed off of that. I love it when they're negative. I do. I get off on that. Y'all just don't know. I'll be laughing. Believe what I'm telling you. I don't have a problem with you being there because I already know that the word crystal, Christian, means ignorant.
That's right.
I looked it up. I don't have a problem because I looked it up. So if you call yourself something that you don't know what it is, you got the problem. Brother Horn, let me see. I don't see Brother Horn. Brother Horn, you are not online, so I guess you're waiting for your thing on Monday. Brother Luck, how you doing out there? You out there still? Let me get Brother Horn.
I'm
good, man. Hold on. Let me get my sister in. Sister Keela out of the ATL. Go ahead, Sister Keela.
Hello, Dry Bones. How you doing?
Good.
All right, I'm doing well. How you feel?
I'm doing pretty good. I was having some phone issues. I was coming in and out. I'm enjoying your guests. Good evening, Doctor. How are you?
Everything's good.
I wanted to ask you a question in reference to the universe. Have you done any research on the solar flares and how they're coming out a lot stronger and they're interrupting the satellite, two-way radio frequencies?
Mm-hmm.
Have you done any research? And if you have, did you connect any of that with the higher being, the multi, the creator, steady to the powers of the be? You're not going to really control the world through the electronics because we need the sun and the satellite to be able to use it electronically. What is your position in that area? Because I'm just now looking into that because I have several problems with my phone. You know, my girlfriend and I were both listening to the show right now. My phone would just cut off. You know, just, you know, I'm talking to someone, boom, it cuts off, you know. And I've been detoxing lately, meaning detoxing. I don't know for your listeners, a great way to detox is to walk the earth with no shoes, meaning on the ground, the grass, with no shoes. And it's even better if you can lay down on the ground and clean your system. It seems like since I've been detoxing like that, I can't touch the phone, the laptop. It's like it's a shock. You know, it's like my body is losing the frequency that's coming on board, and I'm not connecting with these devices anymore.
Right. If I could touch on that, and that's an excellent question, and these are the type of questions that we kind of need to be asking ourselves in these day and times. We got to go back. It starts, if you remember, just a couple of years ago, the big phenomenon, and again, part of it was money, economical, was the whole 2012 thing. We got to go back there real quick. I don't want to touch on it too long, but a lot of what's going on now talks about, and the Mayans talked about it, the ancient Egyptians talked about it, it deals with the planetary pole shift, the magnetic grid of the planet. This has a lot to do with what's happening with the solar flares. It also ties into the retrograde loop that the planet Venus and Mars did. As our planet is making its rotation around the solar system or the Milky Way galaxy, it goes back to what I was saying earlier, as the Earth gets closer to the sun, which is happening now, we're going to see more of these solar flares. Because what it's doing is affecting the gravitational pull, it's affecting the magnetic grid, and also with all the technology, you got to remember, we can't even count number-wise in the last several years how many more satellites they've put into what we call outer space that's also having an effect on these solar flares. But like you said, we need the technology, but technically it works two ways. Like you said, you're cleansing yourself right now. You're actually making yourself a satellite to receive some of these signals and energy. But with that comes two different things. You're gonna also you gotta like my good brother Noon was saying earlier, you gotta be able to put up your psychic self defense because what you have to realize when you open yourself up spiritually, remember, you're not just opening yourself up to positive energy. You're also opening yourself up to these negative forces that you have to have the ability to fight off when they come, because they will come. Because when my good brother was talking about the colors and the aura, and this ties into the solar flares and how it affects us, remember, these entities gravitate off the color that your aura is giving off. And I want to say that again. These entities gravitate off the color that your aura is giving off. That's how they come to you. So when you are vibrating in a negative mood and per se on the spectrum, you're giving off a brown or an amber hue, you can have demonic forces from your ancestral bloodline come and contact you, and you have to be ready for that. See, that's the responsibility factor that comes with that, because remember, you have some of these bands that are trapped or caught in this gateway between this realm and the spirits realm. This is going into something else, but it's kind of going there, so I got to go there. Now, sometimes they're longing to make contact with somebody in their bloodline, and it has to be somebody in their bloodline. And sometimes if you're the one that has opened yourself up as a satellite or a receptive being for this energy, they're going to come, in addition to the positive aspects of it. So these solar flares are important, not just the physical aspects, because, yes, it can have an effect on technology, the planet, which is having an effect on our weather. The pole shift in conjunction with these solar shifts and the magnetic grid is already – it's been a buildup for the last 10-plus years with these cataclysmic weather events, and it's going to get worse. You're going to start seeing superstorms that are going to start taking place, because you got to remember, Mother Nature is a living entity like the human body. And when you get sick or you get a flu, what does the body have to do to get rid of it? It has to get all the mucus out. It has to shake the virus. Well, what's happening now, Mother Earth is sick right now. And Mother Earth is now shaking everybody off her back that has caused that sickness. So if you're in the path, if you're in the path of that destruction and you're not ready, you know, those that are prepared, don't worry about that. We don't worry about that. Prepare yourself. That doesn't affect you. So I always tell people that come in with all this cataclysmic, and this is something different, not the question you just asked, sister, but when people always come and they worry about the Illuminati and the New World Order and cataclysmic events and doomsday, that means your soul is disturbed. Something's not right within you to the fact that you're worried about it. Those of us that have prepared ourselves, we don't really give energy to it like that, because we receive that, we embrace it. And that goes back to dealing with duality in the universe, because it's a great day and time that you're living in, because you got to remember, the stuff that we're seeing now was the stuff our ancient Egyptian and Mayan ancestors were talking about way back then. We're here to live it. And what we do determines everything they did before us. We got a lot of weight on our back right now, a lot of responsibility, because they're counting on us to take this into the next generation, because our success determines everything they did before us. So if we're not successful, they're not successful. And that's why I'm saying it's not about us. It's about this next generation, because keep this in mind. The same deities, the same ancestral beings that we are calling upon now, if we make that transition, we will be those deities being called upon in the next cycle of time. Because remember, this never ends. This never stops. Even if you go into your Bible, it doesn't talk about the end of the world. So I don't know why Christians say there's an end. Because if there's an end, you have to define the beginning, because what Revelation says is a new heaven and a new earth. You understand?
That's
so this
right.
never stops.
And
living in a damn time.
So stop right there so we can get people right there. I want people to know that what he just said was so vital. It didn't say time. It didn't say earth. And it says the end of the age.
That's right.
And all that age means is a cycle into the astrological houses.
That's
we
it.
Are transforming, because the earth is in an orbit and we are now going to a different house. You have been taught wrong, everybody, and I hate to say that because like I'm that bright, but I can make I'm going to make a book how I learned this by a dummy. Because actually you can see it if you are actually studying. It says, 2 Timothy 2:15, for those who read it, says, study to show yourself approved. That's the scripture with thyself is in it, everybody. It says, study
That's
to
right.
show that thyself is approved. That's the one, the only scripture that say thyself, 2 Timothy 2:15.
Right.
And because you don't know your blood type, the brother kicked on some deep knowledge there. I suggest everybody go and study your blood type. And next week, if y'all come on, that vampire thing will sound so much better to you, because your blood type is very important. You ever wonder why the Red Cross calls you when your blood type is right? Think about that, y'all.
Okay.
I know that beginning to the fifth, the quarter hour, I want you to come back. I want to keep you in the mix. I want to be this dry bone connection with my brother here. I appreciate tonight, man, because it took the show to a definite. And we're gonna continue this hype and knowledge, because I think we can't go If you ain't there, y'all, go to www.drybonesconnection.com. Get yourself up to speed. But
no
doubt. I think we're going to have to carry this. I think we got to carry this into another level, man, because we're going to have to touch on a few more things that we didn't touch on that we talked about, but that's why I got to bring you back. But tonight, I appreciate you, man, coming on, and please give the people something, encouragement before we close on out of here, please.
No doubt. And again, I appreciate the Dry Bones for having me on, and definitely look forward to coming back. And again, the one thing I just want to leave you with is something I said earlier, that's inscribed above the temple at Heliopolis in ancient Egypt. And just meditate on it. Know thyself, and thou shalt know the gods. That's all I want to leave you with.
All right, thank you, man. We will definitely, next week, I got Brother Montu Hotep coming on. We're going to continue this. I want to bring more people back in the discussion, including my brother here, on vampires and werewolves, the mythology of that, why so many movies is about the lichen. We have found some very interesting information. And tonight, brothers and sisters, I want you to remember about that duality. When Michael Jackson did one of his last albums, Blood on the Dance Floor, he had a checkerboard floor. That board meant good and evil. And for those of you who always wonder why this happened, because you have not taken a stand, it's only two things going on right now, brothers and sisters. Good and evil.
That's right.
That's the only game in town. That's the only game in town. And if you say you love your icon leaders, President says, if you don't stand for anything, you'll fall for anything. When are we as a people, and I don't care if you're Jamaican, Haitians, I love you. Y'all need to come on board with all of us, because you know why? I don't speak French. But guess what? If you know your history, guess what? The middle of the USA is called the Louisiana Purchase. It was all the way up to Canada. And guess what? Those blacks spoke French. So you there with us too. My Jamaicans. I might not know the Queen's English, but guess what? The British East Indian Corporation came here and there. And guess what? Your good old boy, Captain Morgan, who y'all love, y'all his rum, he told the whole story. Get his book, everybody, if you want to know what's really what's going on with the East Indian Corporation and the Moors. Black people, I want you to understand something. They didn't get over here by themselves. While that slave trade was going on, I told you it's duality. It was three going on. Everything is triad. It was going from here into Africa and into Asia. Learn the whole story. It'll make more sense to you. Learning one thing ain't going to make sense to you. Why you so pro-black and don't realize being pro-black is dangerous. Guess what? Because you didn't make pro-black up. That's a liberalism ideology. That came from the NAACP. You didn't think that up. They didn't think that up. So as we get into the next phase of what is coming, I don't want you to fear. Because fear is not what we need, everybody. We need understanding. And I'm going to leave you with this. Everything's in three. Seek knowledge. Seek wisdom. And guess what? You will get understanding. Good night, everybody. I'll see y'all on Monday. We're going to have a hell of a show. We're trying to get some guests that you will be surprised who we're going to get. So y'all get ready for it, everybody. And good night. And keep yourself safe. Hotep.
Hotep. Thank you.